woman beat her gun.
It's punished for prayer.
主啊，我们都在你的面前，我们求主你借着你真正的话，对我们说话。阿门。主啊，我们仰望你，赐给我们智慧和启示的灵。如果不是你启示的话，我们不能摸着你话语的字句，但是我们不能进入你话语的面。所以我们同心在这仰望你，主让我们在你的话语里能摸着你的自己，也求你用你的话来摸着我们，好叫你在我们身上有所得着，好叫你自己的工作在我们身上能做出去。把一切的荣耀归给你，奉耶稣的名。我们这一次的主题是生命与智慧。
The theme for this conference is life at service.
在侍奉的方面，我们第一天早晨就收到侍奉的护照。
And this matter of service, the first day we mention of is the call to service.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise God.
因为这个侍奉的护照是临到每一个蒙救赎的。
This call to service comes to all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个护照实在是个恩典的护照。
This call to service is indeed a call of grace.
神呼召我们所有蒙恩救的人起来侍奉他。
He called all those who receive grace to rise up and serve Him.
叫我们起来来侍奉他的旨意。
So that we can serve His purpose.
这是我们第二天早晨在这里稍微交通。
We touch on that in second time.
因为侍奉神是侍奉神的灵。Service
is serving God's will.
是他的旨意乃是那最大的旨意。
He has but one will, His will.
那个旨意就是神要为他的儿子预备一个身体。
That will is God wants to prepare a body for His Son.
他要把他儿子的丰富要装在这个身体的里面。
He wants to fill the body with the fullness of His Son.
并要借着这个身体能彰显这元首的荣耀。
And He wants to use the body to express the glory of it.
所以当我们这里侍奉神的时候，
And so we are serving God.
我们是在那里要建立基督的身体。
We are there to build and to build up the body of Christ.
如果我们不是在这里建立基督的身体，
If we are not building up the body of Christ,
我们的事算不得成神。
Our service cannot be considered a service.
在建立基督身体的上面，
It is not of building up the body of Christ.
我们必须用我们的灵来侍奉。
We must serve in the Spirit.
并且是生命的路。
It is a flowing life.
否则的话，
Otherwise,
这个身体就得不着供应。
Otherwise, this body cannot raise its proper supply.
也没有办法被建造起来。
It cannot be built up.
在侍奉神的事情上，
In this matter of serving God,
我们昨天早晨交通到侍奉人，
Yesterday we share about the person who serves.
因为在圣神的事上， 人是重于事。
Because in this matter of serving God, the person, the man, is far more important than things.
不过神这么做合适的人，
If God cannot find that right person,
神宁可不公，
He will rather not when he works.
如果人对，
If person is not right,
工作放在这个人手里面，
If he entrusts his work to person,
这个工作他的手上就要破坏，
And this work will be ruined by him.
不但神不能这做事情，
Not only God cannot receive his service,
并且神国要受到亏损，
And God's kingdom will suffer damage.
但是如果人在面前是对的，
But the person is right,
那神的工作就是对的，
And God's work will be right.
那个事情是靠神喜悦，
Kind of service is pleasing God's sight.
亲爱的弟兄们，
Brothers and sisters,
就是我们的天然来讲，
According to our natural self,
我们没有一个人是对的人，
We are none of us could be really considered as right.
你不要一说您对别人 对一点。
Do not think that you are better or more correct than the other person.
在神的光中
，God's sight，
我们每一个人是对的。
No one is right，
因为我们都是凭着我们的肉体形式。
Because we all work according to our natural flesh，
所以我们在这里看见需要有变化的。
So therefore, we see the necessity of transformation。
圣灵必须在我们里面做变化的工作。
The Holy Spirit must do the transformation work in our heart。
把我们旧造的一切我们除去
，remove those creation，
把新造的一切在我们里面建立起来
，and build up new creation in us。
因为我们不能在新造里面来侍奉神
，because we only serve God in the new creation。
这个变化是性格变异
，this transformation is the build up of the character。
而我们需要让基督组织在我里面
，we need to allow Christ to be incorporated into our life。
圣灵怎样把基督组织在我们里面？
How does the Holy Spirit work into our life?
一面借着他的光照
On one hand is through light, enlightening work of the Holy Spirit.
另外一面是借着他的管教
On the hand is his discipline.
他用十字架来除去出于我们自己的
Through the cross he remove all that is of self.
他也借着十字架叫基督下降在我们里面
And through the cross also bringing faith into us.
叫我们能做一个很用力的器皿
We may be a useful vessel in our start.
预备行各样的善事
Prepare to do all good works
今天早晨我们再要进一步的说
This morning we'll go one step further
侍奉的能力
The power of service
我们要侍奉谁
If we want to serve God
我们必须要有能力
We must have power
我们无论做什么事情
But what we do
都需要能力
We need power
如果没有能力的话才能做事
There is no power how can we do any work
但是谁是分神的事情啊
But in this matter of serving God
当然也是需要能力
Of course we need power
但是我们要你说是什么能力
The question we must ask What kind of power
请到底说我们在哪里分神
Oftentimes we serving God
我们认为说只要事情能够好
We assume as long as we can get things done
而这能力究竟从哪里来的我们不必去管它
But when we get our power That we is really secondary
那就是说我目的来印证他的方法
I was the end satisfies the means
不管你用什么方法
That no matter what kind of love you use
不管你用什么能力
No matter what kind of strength or power you use
只要那个工作能完成的话
As long as you get things done
那就可以了
That's okay
是许多的时候
So on time
我们在哪里分
We serve there
利用我们人天然的能力
We serve with our natural strength
我们用我们自己的聪明
Our own natural wisdom.
我们根据我们自己过去的经验
We rely on our past experience.
我们要采取世界上那种的方法
Adapt the methods of the world.
我们以为如果用这些东西
We assume if we use all these different methods.
能把这个事情做成的话
So that as long as we get work done.
那这个方法就可以在神面前被称许了
And we know it will be pleasing in God's sight.
坐在人的眼前
Of course in the view of men
我们也许能成功一些的时候
we may be able to succeed in certain things
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
如果我们这样的生活
we thus serve God
虽然在人面前好像这个工作很成功
but so in front of people we are very successful
但是有一天
but one day
当我们被带到基督台前
as we are brought before the throne of Christ
我们知道我所有信主的人
We know all those who believe in the Lord.
虽然我们会接受白色不做的审判
Even though we not face the judge the great white throne judgment.
因为主耶稣在十字架上已经为我们有了审判
Christ on the cross, he was judged for.
所以那个将来白色宝座的审判
So therefore the great white throne judgment seat
就是生与死的审判
It is judgment of life and death.
永生与死的审判
It is eternal judgment.
我们不必站在那个白
We do not need to stand in front of that white throne judgment seat.
主耶稣在十架上已经替我们受了审判。
Christ already on the cross, he was judged on behalf.
我们已经出死入生了。
We already been delivered from death and unto life.
感谢赞美神。
God.
但是弟兄们，
brothers and sisters,
在神的恩中常常有个错误事情。
Among God's even there is conception.
因为说我们就不再审判了。
Assume that we will not be faced any judgment.
任何的审判我们不再受了。
We don't face any judgment.
要这个圣经告诉我们说。
Remember the Bible tells us.
虽然我们不再受白宝座的审判。
No, we don't have to face the judgment seat of the Great High Throne.
但是我们所有蒙恩得救的人。
But all those who believe in the Lord Jesus.
有天都要行在基督的台前。
We all have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
基督的台前是什么东西呢？
What does it mean to stand for the judgment seat?
这是一个家庭的审判。
It is a family judgment.
我们是家里的人。
We are the family of God.
有一天我们所有的儿女都要站在基督的台前。
The day will come. We all will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们所有的工作都要显出来。
All our works will be exposed before Him.
在哥林多前书三章告诉我们说。
In 1 Corinthians 3 we are told.
到了那一天有火要显现
On that day fire will appear
要试验的人的工程
Everyone's work
如果你的工程是毫无火界的工程
If work is for sale work the whole
就要被火烧掉
It will be burned up
虽然你自己在救
Even though you'll be saved
但是是静静救
But you'll be saved and lost fire
如果你的地的工程是金银宝石的工程
Work on this earth is silver, gold and crystal
经过火试验之后
After you test the fire,
它要发亮光了
You'll reflect light.
叫你能得荣耀
And you'll receive glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
什么是草木界的光景
What do you mean by wood, air and stubble?
我们知道我们的根基乃是那一块不实
We know our foundation is the rock.
就我们的主耶稣基督
Lord Jesus,
我们感谢神我们都在那个根基的上面
Thank God we are all on that rock.
但是现在我们在显建造
But now we are building on that rock.
是我们所用的材料
What is our material using?
是草木活界的
Is it till we use wood, hay and stubble?
或者是金银宝石
Or humanity
草是代表你的工作
And the hay represents the woman
活界就是代表人的荣耀
And then the stubble represents the glory of man
如果今天我们信主了之后
After we believe in the Lord Jesus
我们的生活我们的工作
life in our work
就是凭着我们自己人的性情
if we rely on our natural self
都用我们自己人工来做
if we do it with our own effort
都是为了寻求自己的荣耀
if for self-seeking self-glorification
那个有一天在基督台前的审判
on that judgment seat Christ
都要被火烧掉
will be burned up
我们知道草木活界的工作
we know the work of hay, wood and stubble
这不需要多少代价
there is not much cost involved and you can build up a big pile everybody can see it but when the fire appears these are the material to burn they'll be totally burned up even though we're saved but barely saved praise God
if our work
today is gold, silver, and precious stone.
精神的性情
according to God's nature.
你是基督的救赎
Silver is the redemption of the Lord Jesus.
宝石是圣灵的工作
Precious stones are the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果今天我们是随着神的性情来生活
，If we work according to the new nature of God,
我们今天的工作是根据基督的救赎
If we work according to the redemption, the finish of the Lord Jesus,
并且是靠着圣灵的能力
and rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
虽然这些的代价是大的
Even though it's costly,
并且你不能把造的太大
Even though you build a huge thing,
也许也没有人对
And maybe nobody will notice you.
将来在基督台前
But before the judgment seat of Christ,
却是被火试验时候
After you have been tested fire,
越火烧越荣耀
The more fire is burning, the more glory it shines.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天在人的中间
Among men,
因为所经的是事
Because the focus is work.
所以他就不管能力的来源。
So they do not to care for about the source their power.
这个能力从哪里来的，不去管它。
The source of power is important to them.
只要把事情做成就行了。
As long as the things done.
但是属灵的侍奉
，in spiritual service,
却不是这样。
It's not so.
因为神所重的不是事。
Because God's emphasis is not work.
神重的是人。
God God's emphasis is the person.
神所重的乃是他自己的旨意。
His purpose, God, God's emphasis is His own will.
而他的工作是必须有属灵的价值的。
His work must have spiritual value.
必须是存到永永远远的。
His work must last forever.
对我们看见在属灵的侍奉上
，We see in this matter spiritual service.
能力的来源是一个很大的问题。
The source of power is a big question.
今天在圣神的人中间
，Among those who serve God,
我看见我们往往不问侍奉的能力的来源。
We often will not ask where the power sources.
因为我们所重的是那个事。
Because our emphasis, our focus is on work.
但是神所注意的
，God for His emphasis.
他用说不错，你在哪里有能力？
God, yes, you do have power.
但是这个能力是从哪来的
？Where does you get your power?
是哪一种的能力
？What kind of power do you have?
如果能力的来源不对
，If the origin of power is not correct.
如果能力的性质不对
，If the nature of this power is correct.
虽然是能力
，Even though it's power.
但是在神的面前
，By God's side,
神说这些的东西都要被火烧掉。
God said all this work will be burned down.
所以我们弟兄姊妹
，Sisters,
当我们在这里学习侍奉的时候
，When we learn to serve，
我们必定要问自己一个问题。
We must ask ourselves this question。
今天我在这里侍奉
，Here I'm serving。
这个能力从哪里来
？What's the source of my power？
是什么种的能力
？What kind of power do I possess？
我们过去提到摩西的事情。
We mentioned about Moses in the past。
因为神告诉我们说
，Because the Bible tells us，
摩西神的仆人。
This was God's。
他在神的全家境中
He was faithful in God's house
旧约的里面
In your testimony
摩西是神的仆人一个代表
God was Moses was a representative of God's servant
所以我们要再提到他
So we'll mention Moses again
我们已经说过了摩西他心中起意
We know Moses determined in his own heart
但他要去看望他弟兄
He wanted to go and visit his brethren
他的心意呢要侍奉神
His desire was to serve God
而这个心意也是从神那里来
And this motive was only from God
因为神的旨意在摩西的身上
Because God has will for Moses
就是要用他来拯救以色列的
民。That will was to use Moses to deliver his people.
但是当他出去看望弟兄的时候
，And so he went out visiting his brethren.
他用了一个错的能力
，But he used a wrong power.
他用他的口才，用他的能力
，He used his own eloquence and he used his own power.
他以为说他借着这些天然所有的能侍奉神
，He assumed that he can use his natural power to serve God.
但神就让他失败
，And God allowed him to.
感谢赞美神
Praise God
有的时候我们失败感谢神
If we fail We should thank God for
因为借着失败神能带领我们到他自己的能力去
Because through our failing God can bring us to his true power
所以在旷野里四十年之久
So after 40 years in the world
他把自己的能力全部就消耗了
His natural strength was totally exhausted
他已经到了八十岁了
And he was at the age of 80
就着他自己的骨气他已经到了尽头了
in his destination he was at the end of himself
那个时候神就来呼召他
and then God called him
要差他到埃及去
God to send him back to Egypt
来拯救以色列的百姓
to deliver the Israelites
是说我要与你同在
said, I'll be with you
神给他能力
God give power
他说我是口笨舌的人
he said, I'm not eloquent
我是谁呢
who am I
我竟然去见法老吗
I can go and face Pharaoh
我不能做这样的
I cannot do this
神说我与你同在
God said, but I'll go with you
我给你能力
I'll give you strength
我们常常说
we often say
摩西所做的能力的代表
The symbol of Moses' power.
乃是他手中的一个杖
It's a staff in his hand.
你看见他用这神的杖行了很多的神迹
And he used the staff of God. He did many miracles.
这个杖是有能力
This staff is indeed powerful.
但是你仔细读圣经
But you read the scripture carefully.
说这根杖是能力的代表
It shows this staff represents power.
但是摩西真正所得到的能力是什么
The real power Moses first is acquired.
显明书印第十一章里面
And Deuteronomy 11 we are told
我们知道那个时候在以色列许多人的中间
At that time there were many people among God's people
也有一些闲杂的人
And there were a mixed multitude there
也当以色列人出埃及的时候
And
because they came out of Egypt.
유입하면서 이스라엘에.
There's a group that's non-Jews.
但是 他们 看见神的 作为.
So they witnessed the power of God.
所以他们 跟着出来了.
Therefore they follow them out.
这些人在旷野的里面.
These people in the wilderness.
他们吃点什么呢?
They ate manna every day.
他们就吃的讨厌了.
And they were tired of manna.
所以他们有一个贪欲的心.
And so they murmur.
他们吃肉.
They want to eat meat.
他们就对这个玛拿
And he said the manna is too common.
所以他们因着他们这样的发出去贪欲的心.
And because they have a wrong appetite.
就影响了整个以色列的人.
And they influenced the whole camp.
一家一家的人.
One tribe, one family, one family.
都坐在帐篷门口在那里哭啊.
And they sit in front of the tent, they were crying.
我们要吃肉，我们要吃肉.
We want to eat, we want to eat meat.
他们向摩西讨肉吃.
And they asked Moses to give them meat to eat.
当他们这样做的时候，神就发怒。
After they had done this, God was angry in anger.
摩西挤在中间。
And Moses was caught in the middle.
以色列的百姓在哪里哭要吃肉？
Israelites pleaded for meat.
神又在哪里发怒？
And God was in anger.
摩西在中间，实在没有办法。
And Moses caught in the middle, he was very helpless.
对他就对说。
And he said to God.
其实他说神啊。
He said God.
你为什么把这个百姓托给我呢？
Why do you trust this people unto me?
我把我大能像抱孩子。
I'm a mother who nurses. I cannot do it.
你还是我说了算了。
You better let me die.
叫我不要看见今天这些的苦声。
I will not have to hear all this murmuring.
你这个牧师再没有吧。
I cannot take it.
神怎么说呢？
God, what does God say?
神说好。
God said yes.
我会给他们吃肉。
I'll give you
to eat. 你如果觉得担当不了的话。
You cannot, if you do that, then you can bear this responsibility.
你叫以色列七十个长老来。
Call the seven elders among the Israelites.
都到会幕的门口。
You ask them to come before the tent.
我要把所赐给你在你身上的灵分给他。
I'll give spirit that's in you distributed among the 70.
神就把他赐给摩西的灵。
God used the spirit was given to Moses.
把分给七十人。
He distributed the spirit among the 70.
叫七十个人与摩西一同来带领百姓。
And so the 70s along Moses, they can lead Israelites.
究竟这个圣灵的能力有没有加增呢？
Now as far as this power and spirit, is there an increase there?
没有加增。
No increase.
不过把给摩西的圣灵
The spirit that was on Moses now is distributed among the 70. Before, formerly Moses alone possessed that spirit. This spirit enabled Moses to be able to lead Israel. Because he was discouraged. God said, okay, I will not
increase.
我的灵, I will not increase my spirit.
因为我给你灵，你够了。
Because the spirit given to you is sufficient.
我就把赐给你的灵分给七十个人。
So I use the spirit I give to you distributed among the 70.
叫他们与你一同在服侍。
So they can all serve together with you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
摩西侍奉神的能力,
the power of Moses' service,
乃是圣灵的能力。
It is the service, the power of the spirit.
从前他靠着自己的能力,
before he was relying on himself,
但现在他自己的能力没有了,
now his natural strength exhausted,
他就靠着圣灵的能力来带领以色列的人,
he relied on the power of the Spirit to lead the Israelites.
我们再来看祭司的事分,
and we look at the ministry of service of the priest.
我们知道所有会幕和会幕的一体的东西,
we know all the tabernacle and all the furnishing in the tabernacle,
都要照山上的样式,
they all have to be built and constructed according to the pattern of mountain.
把这个灯棚建造好了,
after the tabernacle was built,
把灯里面一件一件的家具都给造好并且放好了,
and all the furnishings were prepared and brought into the tent.
但是呢,
but
虽然帐幕是有了,
even though we have the tabernacle,
虽然里面那些的家具都有了,
we also have the structures inside the tent,
但是整个的帐幕是寂静无声的,
but the whole thing was in complete silence,
没有一点的活动,
and there's no life in it.
一等到,
it was until
把膏油染抹帐幕里头每一件的东西,
until the tent and the furnishings were sprinkled with oil. Anointed oil.
把这个膏油啊, 把它 落在你一件体上。
Until the whole tabernacle, all the furniture is all under the oil.
然后呢，把这个圣膏油啊浇在他们的头上。
Then use holy oil to anoint Aaron's head.
亚伦已经穿上了祭司的礼服。
Aaron already put on the priestly garment.
但是他仍是废。
But he could not do.
他要等到膏油浇在他的头上。
He had to until the anointing upon him.
然后用膏油穿着血。
And then the anointing and with blood.
缠在亚伦和他儿子的衣服上。
And sprinkle on Aaron his son.
这样你就看见他们开始侍奉。
Then they can begin to serve.
帐幕整个的帐幕就活动起来了。
And the whole tabernacle becomes alive.
一切的家具都发生功用了。
And all furniture is able to function.
祭司就进到帐幕里面。
The priest would enter into the temple.
他就在祭坛上献祭。
And there he offered sacrifice.
他在洗濯盆洗手洗脚。
And he washed himself in the basin.
他到圣里去点灯。
He went to the holy place to light up the candle.
他在金这个陈设的桌子上放这个圣灵。
And on the showbread table, he put the showbread there.
他就点香，在金香坛上点香。
And he put the altar in.
然后大祭司一年一次进到那个这个桌的后面之所来说的。
And then the high priest will enter into the holy holiest.To make atonement for the nation.
在幔子的背后
within the veil,
他为以色列所罪
within the veil, he played atonement for God.
你看见整个的帐幕
you see the whole tabernacle,
整个的祭司的柱
the whole priesthood,
马上就活起来了
become alive,
变成有侍奉
and there is ministry.
这个是根据那膏油的涂抹
this is based on the anointing oil.
如果没有膏油的涂抹
there's no anointing of oil
没有帐幕
even though the tent of tabernacle
里头的器具
and all the furniture
虽然有祭司
even though there's priests
有亚伦和他的儿子
but Aaron and his son
但是我们看见没有侍奉
but there is no service
一直等膏油膏了
and anointing come upon them
到一起都活过了
then everything came alive
是